144. An arranged marriage. As Mark opened his locker, he looked around the locker room to make sure no one was listening. Then he asked Brad, who was standing next to him, "So are you serious about marrying that movie star Gwyneth?" Brad looked Mark straight in the eyes and replied, "No, it's part of this plan for free publicity before our new movie opens." "Ouch! You know she loves you. She thinks finding a good man is like looking for a needle in a haystack, and you're the one." Brad looked away from Mark. "I don't feel good about it either, but my agent told me to look beyond her feelings and look after my career. He said I could look forward to years of attention if I stayed engaged to her for even a month." "But she thinks it's for real," Mark said. "And as long as I say it is, it will be. Don't look down on me because of this, okay? And who knows, maybe she will also be the girl I've been looking for, and I'll learn to love her." "I hope so. But you better look before you leap. Get to know her a little better." "Yeah, I'll make a long-distance call to her later," Brad sighed. "Your agent sure is a jerk," Mark said. "They're all like that. They make these horrible suggestions and then tell you not to look back on all the people you had to step on to become famous. It makes me long for the old days when I represented myself. Why don't you do that again?" "I'm stuck with him for the next 3 years. It's in his contract." "Ouch again."